Welcome to my first book review in almost 3 years for the Monetize Podcast channel, network, whatever you want to call it. It's been almost 3 years since I've done a book review. My last book review, I believe, was for the Bruno Sammartino autobiography, in which I had a lot of fun doing that one, and I'd been meaning to do another book review for a very, very long time. And since I've been more active with the show and podcast and some of the other stuff I've been doing, I figured why not try it again now, and I'm starting with reviewing this book right here, my favorite book from a professional wrestling autobiography of my favorite professional wrestler, Bret the Hitman Hart. His memoir released in Canada in 2007 and then in the United States in 2008, so it's the 15th anniversary of the US release and the 16th anniversary the Canadian release for Hitman, My Real Life in the Cartoon World of Wrestling. And it is, like I said, my favorite wrestler biography, because aside from it being him being my favorite professional wrestler of all time, it feels like the most honest, real, and authentic wrestling book that I've ever read. Because a lot of interviews and that he's done and documentaries that Bret has been a part of, his stories have been very consistent. It's never changed from how other wrestlers have told their stories in books and then done sets different stuff in documentaries and interviews. Bret has always been very consistent, very honest, or at least as honest, you know, from his perspective, because One of the things I'm reading from when I was in school, one of my teachers used to say, there's three sides to the story, to every story. Because everyone says, oh, there's two sides to every story. But she would say there's three sides. There's your side, my side, and then in the middle, there's the truth. So how much of truth there is in Bret's book, I don't know. Only he knows, and the other people that were involved in these stories, they know. But it chronicles his entire life up until, I believe the final chapter of it is right after his father passes away in 2003, and he talks a little bit about, as you know, it goes up until, I think, right before, or right around the time when his DVD came out in 2005, like around when getting involved in the production of that, I believe. I'm not 100% sure, and it's been a little while since I've read the book. I have the little bookmark right here on here, and it is bookmarked on chapter 26, right after his match with Mr. Perfect at SummerSlam. And but yeah, unless I'm confusing it with the magazine that WWE released around the time to as a companion piece with the DVD, where he mentioned about wanting to get involved with the production of the DVD when he had heard what was going on with it initially. But yeah, it talks about his entire childhood upbringing and growing up in, you know, the world famous Hart House with the dungeon and all that, and how he got involved in professional wrestling at such a young age, passing out programs at Stu Hart's Stampede Wrestling shows, then becoming a referee, and then being trained by Mr. Hiro and Mr. Sakurada to become a professional wrestler when they were short some people and they needed the extra hands to fill up a match and fill out the card. And chronicles his entire run in Stampede Wrestling. It's funny, I was actually saying it to my brother the other day. I would love to see an in-depth documentary about the history of Stampede Wrestling, because I feel like that is something that not enough fans really have heard about, and heard the stories of what exactly went on with the company, how influential the promotion was for not just Canadian wrestling in Canada, but wrestling all over the world. And it would be fun for an in-depth, detailed documentary and chronicling of the history of Stampede Wrestling. But yeah, and then talked about his work off and on in Japan, Puerto Rico, and some of the other places that he worked in Germany, different parts of Europe and Middle East, then eventually coming to the WWF in the mid-80s, his time in WCW, and so on, chronicling with this concussion that, you know, ended his career, and then the stroke and all that. And like I said, it feels very real, authentic, and genuine, and just how detailed he is talking about a lot of what happened. Like, he would get very detailed about the matches that he had been involved in, especially the most significant ones, such as his match with Mr. Perfect at SummerSlam 1991, his match with Davey Boy Smith at Wembley in 1992, and a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, talking about the drama and, you know, rumor and innuendo, as Bruce Pritchard and Conrad Thompson likes to talk about it, of what was going down in 1993 from WrestleMania 9 with Hulk Hogan, all the way up until what was supposed to be a match with Hulk Hogan at SummerSlam in 1993, and a lot of the backstage drama and political drama behind that, and stuff with the Montreal Screwjob as well, and a lot of the details from his perspective of what went on, and you know, and if you've seen the Wrestling with Shadows documentary, you can get a little bit of that in there as well. He also talks about them doing the documentary and throughout the year and a half they had followed him, and just, you know, when the Montreal Screwjob went down, he talked like the director and the camera people were just like, oh, this is great stuff, and, you know, this is blah blah blah, and him not understanding what he meant by that at the time until he finally saw the documentary a year later, and just how, like, all the different stories he shares of some of the people he's worked with over the years, like Dynamite Kid, like the British Bulldog, David Boy Smith, Shawn Michaels, Hulk Hogan, Andre the Giant, you know, from early on, and stuff that he did with him in Stampede Wrestling, and his work with when he first got to the WWF, and how he was just felt like he was not going anywhere, and that he was just, they were just burying him on the undercard. Nobody was giving him the opportunities, and then eventually getting that spark when he teamed with Jim Neidhart for the Hart Foundation, and how that was his idea that he pitched to I can't remember the guy's name, one of the bookers at the time, George Scott, I think it was the name, yeah. And how, you know, that they had pitched the gimmick of Cowboy Bret Hart to him, and all the details about that, and then how eventually that turned into him wanting to do the Hart Foundation, and a lot of the others. And he also talks a lot about all the different wrestlers that he would lose over the years, and how much that just impacted him emotionally and mentally, and some of the many deaths in his family, like from his brother Dean to, of course, his brother Owen, and how much that divided the family from a personal, professional, and legal standpoint, and how he sided with Martha in the aftermath of Owen's tragedy, and how the family, you know, like the sisters and the other brothers trying to get their foot involved, and how they all tried to, I guess, for lack of a better term, benefit from what happened to Owen, which is just a fucked up way to look at it, but, you know, that's the dark side of wrestling, you know, so, you know, and dark side for a lot of families, really, especially families as deeply involved in a family business as the Harts are with professional wrestling, and, yeah, it's a lot of happy moments and a lot of tragic moments that throughout his life and the lives of the people that were around him in his professional wrestling career. Talks a lot about life on the road and the stuff with the drugs abuse and the temptation of women on the road, which is just kind of funny how, you know, on TV he would be pushed the family values thing, especially with how things shifted from the WWF as he knew it to what would become the Attitude Era, and just reading some of the stories in here about, and not to spoil it for anybody who hasn't read the book yet, but I mean, it's a 15-16 year old book, so if you haven't read it by now, you're probably not gonna read it, but just his unfaithfulness to his wife, which is just, yeah, he's very open about that, surprisingly, like how often he was unfaithful, how many women he was unfaithful with, and not the graphic details of what they did, but just who he was with, when he was with them, how why he was with them. And yeah, it's just, it's a very surprising stories from someone who I had always looked up to as one of my heroes in life. And not that, that it isn't diminished the image of him that I have as a professional wrestler. He is still, to me, my all-time favorite professional wrestler, greatest professional wrestler of all time, greatest storyteller in professional wrestling. And his matches I will always hold on a high pedestal. His matches with Owen at WrestleMania 10 and SummerSlam 94, the Iron Man match with Shawn Michaels, his matches with Stone Cold Steve Austin, with The Undertaker, and so many others, Mr. Perfect, British Bulldog. It's just, and that's why I love reading biographies, because it gives you different perspectives on a lot of things that go on with certain people, and learning their journeys and how they became the people that we know them to be, and how they got to the points in their lives that that we know them best for. And that is why I especially love reading biographies. And I love, you know, I guess like the best way to describe it, I love reading about the hero's journey, is essentially what it is. Whether you want to call them, whether you want to think of some of these people as heroes or not, it's up to you. But I love, especially being a lifelong professional wrestling fan, I love reading wrestling biographies, because I love reading about the behind the scenes stuff that went on, and learning about the training that a lot of people went through, and some of the other stuff that they've done, and just what they had to go through to get to where they are in their careers, whether they're still active, as the case with some of the biographies that I have back there that I've been reading, like Drew McIntyre's book I've also been reading, that I might eventually review that soon as well, once I'm finished with it, because I'm only just at the point when he came to NXT and won the NXT title. And then other books like the Young Bucks biography, that one I might do. I have finished reading that already. I might review that one. All four of Mick Foley's memoirs. I think, well, technically he has a fifth one, the Santa Claus memoir. I haven't read that one yet, but I mean, his Have a Nice Day, the Foley Is Good, the Hardcore Diaries, Countdown to Lockdown, Chris Jericho's books. I've read his four memoirs. I haven't read the List of Jericho book that came out a couple of years ago. Lion's Tale, Undisputed, Best in the World, the No is a Four-Letter Word, as well, all of them, you know, however we feel about some of the actual wrestlers themselves, as wrestlers or as human beings, I enjoy reading every wrestling book that I've ever read, and I'm going to try to get into the habit of reviewing more of them on here, because, you know, I've only had the Bruno Sammartino book, and then now I'm talking about Bret Hart's book, and going back to Bret Hart's book, it's like really learning more in depth and from the behind the scenes stuff of what went on with his WCW career, and how just how that just kind of fell apart, really. And it's kind of funny, because also like I've been listening to Eric Bischoff's 83 Weeks podcast, and one of the episodes where they talked about the Bret Hart coming to WCW, he debunked a lot of what Bret Hart talked about in the book. So, but again, like I said, there's Bret's perspective, there's Eric Bischoff's perspective, and then somewhere in the middle of that, there's the truth of what really went down. And honestly, from both perspectives, they both sound very believable. They certainly believe their sides of the story. So, whichever one is the truth, I don't know. You know, maybe both are telling the truth from, you know, from their perspectives. I don't know. But yeah, and that's another book that I have read yet, Eric Bischoff's book. I don't have it in my possession currently, but I would love to get my hands on it again, read it again, and maybe do a review on that as well. But yes, this is definitely a book that I would recommend to not only wrestling fans, but just people who love reading biographies in general, because, like I said, if you love reading about the hero's journey, this is definitely a journey worth reading about, because yeah, there's a lot of happy stories, a lot of sad stories, tragic, heartbreaking stories, a lot of uplifting stories, a lot of inspiring stories. It has any kind of story you can think of, pretty much. And yeah, definitely one that I recommend to, again, not just wrestling fans, but fans of books in general. And This is definitely one that I would give a 10 out of 10 rating, because it's just, I guess also, yeah, because I am biased, is Bret Hart my all-time favorite professional wrestler, and also because I met him twice from 2007 and then 2008, and got his autograph right here. Let me get the tape right there, personalized to Julian, Bret the Hitman Hart, and yeah, just pretty damn cool that I got that. And yeah, that's going to do it for this book review from the Menatized Podcast for Hitman, My Real Life in the Cartoon World of Wrestling. Thank you all so much for watching, for listening, for subscribing, and if you're not subscribed, please do so. YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, all that fun stuff. The link tree is down there, as I always let you guys know. And I hope you enjoyed hearing me ramble on about Bret Hart's book for the last 15, 16-ish minutes. And getting pretty late, off to bed right now, but thank you all so much for watching, listening, subscribing. I love and appreciate every single one of you who do listen and watch my stuff that I do on here, because it truly, genuinely means a lot to me. I'm truly and genuinely grateful and appreciative, and I'm happy for anyone that joined my live show that I did with Alison Krogh the other day, and I'm hopeful that we can do more of those in the future, whether it's collaborating with Allison again or with anybody else that would love to be on here. My inbox is always open. You know, you can email me the Menatized Podcast at gmail.com, or you can just hit me up on the Menatized Facebook page that I have. And yeah, this has been my review for Hitman, My Real Life in the Cartoon World of Wrestling by Bret Hart. I am Julian, and I will see all of you on the next one.